When the tech bubble burst 4 years ago, there was little, if any, hope that big internet companies would ever be big again. But Yahoo has sure been eating its Wheaties recently, posting huge earnings this week. Google stock has hit an all-time high for investors. And eBay remains a giant in the market, despite missing its earning projections this week and withstanding a 19% drop in stock. Is it sudsy in here, or is there just a bubble on the horizon? Our giant from the world of business, Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine, joins us from the studios of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
And how seriously should we take this? Is there some another internet bubble in the distance?
I don't think this is a bubble, although I certainly think prices are a little, as we say, frothy. I think what's happening is that the marketplace, investors are starting to make distinctions between companies and between what they do. Mm-hmm. And it's not all internet companies are the same anymore. So, for instance, a few years ago, the advertising market was in terrible shape, and Yahoo wasn't doing that well, and Google was a private company, and eBay and Amazon were doing wonderfully. They were the people who sold goods on the internet. That's mm-hmm. how they made their money. Here we are a few years later. eBay and Amazon, their stocks are being hammered because investors are looking at them and saying their growth is slowing down a little bit and they're having a lot more competition both on the web and in stores. Whereas Yahoo and Google, companies that rely on advertising, are doing great because the advertising market on the internet has suddenly become a huge force, and that appears to be a trend that is going to continue.
Well, now, let me ask you about advertising on the web, because we're not talking about these annoying pop-up ads anymore, are we? Yahoo has come up with something different.
Well, that's right. Yahoo and Google, first of all, there is plenty of old-fashioned advertising on the web, but what's really driving the earnings at Yahoo and Google is a different kind of advertising called paid search. So the next question is, what is paid search?
Well, I've got Yahoo up here on the computer screen we have in the studio. So give me something to look up.
So let's look up new cars. Two words.
Okay. CARS?
Yes.
Okay. Type that in, Yahoo search.
Okay. Okay. Now, what you'll probably see,
right-hand side of the page, it says sponsor results.
Exactly. And usually on the top of the page as well, also in a shade, are two or three listings that are called sponsored links. The reason they get to the top of the list is because those companies have paid Yahoo money, often in auction format, to get to the top of the list. Once you get through the sponsored links, you see a Yahoo link, because they throw themselves in there, and then you see the first of the algorithmic links, which is what the computer generates through the search.
Under new cars here, I have the first sponsor link is something called pricequotes.com. New cars get low dealer price quotes. But
exactly.
The first of the algorithmic links is the Yahoo's. And then under that, finally, I guess you find the results that aren't subject to sponsorship.
That's right. And what's the first one of those?
Cars.com. Buy or sell new and used cars.
Okay, so that's really interesting. So what that's telling you is that once you get through the ones that people buy, the most popular link, the one that people are most often going to, yeah. and that's the reason it comes up number one, is cars.com.
Yeah. Does this undercut what people rely on in the integrity of an internet search? Does it simply mean that somebody can just buy a more prominent position?
That concern was considered a grave concern about 3 years ago. And the way they've taken care of this is they limit the number of sponsored links at the top to one or two, and then come the algorithmic links. And because it's in a shaded color, you're supposed to be able to know that it's a form of advertising. Not everybody knows that, but many people now do know that.
Let me ask you about voice over internet protocol technology. There's some people who believe that this is the phone system of the future, at least for 2 or 3 months until another phone system of the future takes over.
I believe this will be the phone system of the future. I think that makes perfect sense. It's a form of telephone call that is done over the internet. You can do it much cheaper than a normal phone call. And it's another example. You know, the thing about the internet is when people said 5 or 6 years ago, the internet changes everything, that actually turns out to be right. It just takes a long time. And you wake up every day over the years and there's some new thing the internet does. You know, it destroys the music business. It allows you to download movies. It gives you the weather. And now it offers you phone calls.
And even when we say it takes a long time, I mean, What it takes is 8 years as opposed to the two that some people were banking on.
And that's the difference between a bubble and thinking about the internet in a more realistic way.
Our business commentator, Joe Nocera, editorial director of Fortune magazine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.